The ceremony took place in the rarely used state reception room and included elected officials, gun safety advocates, and families of shooting victims.
Thank you, everyone. For
Governor Inslee noted that nearly 800 people die each year in Washington due to guns.
Today, I'm proud to say we're taking action against gun violence.
The Democratic governor signed three bills. One bans the manufacture and sale, but not the possession, of gun magazines that hold more than 10 rounds. Inslee also signed into law an expanded ban on untraceable firearms known as ghost guns. Democratic State Representative Liz Berry sponsored that bill and said these guns are showing up more and more on the streets.
And these guns are so dangerous because we have no way of tracing them, and people can get them without a background check. That's why they are utilized by gun traffickers.
The third bill, from Democratic State Representative Tana Sen, bans the open carry of guns at school board and city council meetings and bans all weapons from ballot counting facilities.
No one should be prevented from accessing their government due to fear of armed intimidation.
After the bill signings, Paul Kramer praised the gun magazine restriction. His son was the sole survivor of a 2016 shooting at a home in Mukilteo that left three other teens dead.
This restriction on the high-capacity magazines will force a shooter to reload after a maximum of 10 rounds. That delay can be a game changer.
But critics challenge the constitutionality of that law and already are promising legal action. In a statement, Republican State Senator Phil Fortunato said the laws Inslee signed will infringe upon the rights of lawful gun owners and won't dissuade criminals. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.